Every week, I receive hundreds of emails from you guys. Now, some of you guys are sending me ideas on topics that you want me to cover. Some of you send me angry emails when I tell the truth about Major League Baseball and how boring it's become. But most of the emails I receive from viewers, they are complimentary in nature, and the vast majority of them have one thing in common. Over the years, I can't tell you how many times you guys have complimented me on my delivery. When you're a content creator and your content is strictly commentary, delivery is the most important aspect. More important than the thumbnail, more important than the title. Hell, it's more important than the topic that you're talking about. Excellent delivery can make a boring topic seem entertaining. Now, on the other hand, poor delivery can make the most entertaining topic painfully boring. It is a skill to get in front of a camera and hold people's attention for 12, 15, 20, 30 minutes at a time. The way I've always approached it, I pretend the camera is you. I pretend that you are sitting right in front of me and I'm talking to you like we are having a normal conversation. Now, sure. Sometimes I'll exaggerate, sometimes I'll do voices, things that I wouldn't normally do in a normal conversation, but for the most part, I'm speaking to you knowing that you have intelligence. I'm not sitting here trying to lecture you. More importantly, I'm not pandering. Last night was an unmitigated disaster. KC, I know, John Biden was atrocious during the State of the Union. Yeah, you're right. Johnny B. Biden was bad. He delivered one of the worst State of the Unions in my lifetime. The Republicans, though, they were given a golden opportunity. Not a golden cucumber. I'm talking about a golden opportunity to throw dirt on the burial plot in the woke cemetery that John Biden had already dug for himself. I mean, Johnny B. did all the heavy lifting for you. All the Republicans had to do was present a decent speaker. They didn't even have to be great. Just present a decent speaker with a good message, and the Republicans would have won the night last night. Instead, Ronald McDonald, the lady who used to run the RNC, she decided to give us Katie Britt. KC, who in the hell is Katie Britt? Yeah, I had never heard of her either. Now, to her credit, she did cement her legacy last night. Her speech was so bad, it was so humiliating, it caused Ronald McDonald to step down from her role as the leader of the RNC to go back to her old job working the drive-through window at McDonald's. For months, Vivek Ramaswamy has been demanding that Ronald McDaniel step down. All it took was a 15 to 30 minute bedtime story from Katie Britt to get the job done. Before we get into Katie Britt, though, let's start with one of the highlights from Johnny B. Biden. It's been about 2 weeks now since Laken Riley had her life taken from her by what deacons at Woke United Methodists call an undocumented potential voter. Us normal people, we call them illegal immigrants or people who broke the law to enter the country. This happened 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. John Biden has yet to acknowledge it. John Biden has yet to speak the name of Laken Riley. Normal people are outraged and rightfully so. When George Floyd happened 4 years ago, Johnny B. Biden mentioned him every day for months. But with Laken Riley, our fearless leader can't seem to find the time between licking his ice cream and falling off the bicycle to mention her name. No phone calls to the family, which, in his defense, Johnny does have difficulties using modern technology, but still, he's the president. He can have one of his aides dial the number and hold the phone to his ear. But Johnny B doesn't have time for that. No. You see, what happened to Laken Riley? That is not convenient for the narrative. About halfway through his speech last night, which consisted of incoherent babbling with most people having no idea what the hell John Biden was talking about. About halfway through the speech, I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was yelling at John Biden, demanding that he acknowledge Laken Riley and her family. Now, to his credit, Johnny B. finally acknowledged someone, but it wasn't Laken Riley. I guess Johnny B. Biden is a fan of USC, or maybe he is a former fan of Oklahoma, because he decided to acknowledge Lincoln Riley. Watch for yourself.
Really? Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
Are you starting to understand why I always call him John Biden? The way I see it, if John can't take the time to call people by their actual name, why should he be given the same respect? I could sit here for the next hour and break down the atrocity that they call the State of the Union, but that was expected. John Biden's performance, that was expected. I expected him to slur his words. I expected him to be angry. I expected him to pander to deacons at Woke United Methodist. What I didn't expect was the Republicans to completely shit the bed. Like I said earlier, this should have been so simple. John Biden fumbled the ball on his own one-yard line. It kind of reminded me of the Super Bowl between the Seahawks and the Patriots several years ago. Late in the fourth quarter, Seattle has the ball. I think it's on like the 2 or 3 yard line. Pete Carroll has Marshawn Lynch at his disposal. Beast mode in the prime of his career. All Pete Carroll had to do, give the ball to Marshawn Lynch and you win the Super Bowl. Instead, he gives the ball to Russell Wilson, who I believe threw an interception. That is exactly what the Republicans did last night. They have Vivek Ramaswamy. They have Ron DeSantis. They have plenty of people with experience speaking on a massive national platform. And what do? They put the ball in the hands of Katie Britt, a junior senator from Alabama who most people have never heard of. Now, I partially understand the reasoning behind choosing Katie Britt. After the country spent the last hour, hour and a half looking at a breathing mummy, I guess Ronald McDonald thought it would be a good idea to put a beautiful woman on TV. I get it. Katie Britt is a hell of a lot easier on the eyes than John Biden. Hell, the Lizzo is easier on the eyes than John Biden. Only problem with putting the Lizzo in this spot, you would need 4 eyes to be able to see all of her. Katie Britt, she also had a good message last night. I'm sure when she submitted this speech, Ronald McDonald and the RNC were celebrating. Yes, we have a beautiful woman with a great message. She will appeal to men and she will appeal to suburban soccer moms. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. There were two problems with this approach. Number one, it was extremely risky. You are putting an inexperienced junior senator on a national platform for the first time. Number two, you could have a great message. You can be aesthetically pleasing. None of that matters if you are missing the most important piece. Delivery. You know what the difference is between a great stand-up comedian and the comedian who gets booed off stage? Delivery. Let me show you a couple of clips so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to play these back to back because I don't want you to be exposed to them twice. Listen to Katie Britt. You tell me who she appealed to with this tone, with this delivery. Roll the film.
Our moment to stand up and prove ourselves worthy of protecting the American dream. Together, we can reawaken the heroic spirit of a great nation. Because America, we don't just have a rendezvous with destiny. We take destiny's hand and we lead it. The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader. America deserves leaders who recognize that secure borders, stable prices, safe streets, and a strong defense are actually the cornerstones of a great nation.
All right, you tell me which delivery is more effective. You heard Katie Britt say, "We can reawaken the broken spirit of a great nation. Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya." All right, compare that to this. We need to wake up. The spirit of the country has been broken. We have kids being confused on something as basic as gender. We have teachers in elementary school providing kids with a litter box if they meow in class. Enough is enough. During his speech tonight, John Biden mentioned that he wanted to fix the southern border. What John failed to mention, the southern border was already fixed. He inherited the securest border in our lifetime. Border was fine until John Biden walked into the White House and fucked everything up. Now, obviously, a politician isn't going to curse, but you get the point. It's all about the delivery. The speech that Katie Britt delivered last night, it reeked of inauthenticity. It appeared like she was trying to put on a performance, which she was. Public speaking is definitely a performance, but you don't want the audience to pick up on it. You don't want them to think you're an actress. Who was Katie Britt speaking to last night? It definitely wasn't me. I'm not fluent in baby talk. I know she has young children. Was she speaking to them? Because it sounded like she was reading a damn bedtime story. Gather round, kids. Let me tell you about the time our president called his wife his husband. According to Clay Travis, Katie Britt was speaking to suburban women. Not only that, Clay Travis claims that that speech last night made Katie Britt a star. Check it out for yourself. This woman is amazing! The difference between her and John Biden is staggering. Yeah, I would hope so, Clay. The only difference, though, I saw last night was Katie Britt is a young woman and John Biden is knocking on heaven's door. In terms of public speaking, they were equally bad. This is my problem with conservative media. I like Clay Travis, I do. And maybe he actually believes that Katie Britt gave a good speech last night. Like I said, her message was on point, but no one got the message because the delivery was juvenile. Don't talk to me like you're tucking me into bed. Clay Travis claimed that Katie Britt was speaking to suburban women, soccer moms. I just so happen to be married to a soccer mom. She's 38 years old. She is the very definition of the woman that Clay Travis is describing. She also watched this speech from Katie Britt with me live last night. 2 minutes into the speech, I already knew this was garbage, but I didn't want to say anything because I wanted to see how my wife was going to react to it. Halfway through, she looked over to me and said, "What is wrong with this woman? Why is she talking like a child? This sucks. Can we watch something else?" I don't blame Katie Britt for what happened last night. Not her fault that she doesn't have experience. This is why Vivek Ramaswamy has been pushing for months for Ronna McDaniel to step down. You know what we needed last night? We needed a response filled with force, filled with strength. Katie Britt, not capable of delivering that. Ronald McDonald had plenty of options. She had plenty of men who could deliver a forceful speech. I know this is hard to believe, but women, they are attracted to strength too. What the Republicans delivered last night, it was an emotional bedtime story. Katie Britt humiliated herself. But give me your thoughts on this. John Biden delivers a disastrous State of the Union. He sets the Republicans up on the 1 yard line, and what do? They put Katie Britt into the game and she throws an interception. Hell, I don't even think she threw the ball. It's more like a fumble. Disastrous. These are the people running our country. I mean, no wonder America is in the shape that it's in. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.